T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One of the most thoughtful members of the Virginia legislature is from Henrico County. I'm so thankful that she's represents me in the Senate. Dr. Siobhan Dunavant is the state senator from Henrico, and she's with us this morning, twice in 1 week. But when I heard about this bill that you are pushing through to try to expand the options for getting the vaccine out, I thought, well, surely it's embarrassing to everybody at the Capitol that Virginia is number 50 in the United States for vaccine rollout. There won't be any opposition to this. It sounds like I'm wrong, Dr. Dunavant.
Yeah, it's baffling. I don't know that there's actually opposition. There's just, there's just not enough emphasis on getting it done. And, you know, this bill is a bill that I work for 2 or 3 weeks with stakeholders and with, you know, not in an official way, because only bills that are from the governor are official from the agencies, but honestly asking the agencies what they need to help them get vaccination done, not any way in a, you know, us them way, really very much collaborating to do the right thing for Virginia. And I believe we did. And we had a bill that finally got finished last Monday. It went to committee last Thursday. It was passed through and had every senator in the Senate co-patron it, 40 Democrats, well, 39 Democrats and Republicans. Okay. It then was moved quickly through the Senate and sent to the House last Friday. So this has been a bipartisan effort that's really a consensus bill. And asking the House, you know, I know it's unusual to hear a Senate bill when you're hearing House bills. Can we get this through? Mm-hmm. This week, instead of hearing my bill has not yet been docketed in a committee in the House. They have introduced a House bill past the date. So they had to, introduce the House bill in a special way because it was past the date to file bills. It's right. My bill with a few amendments. And they now have, in one day, moved it through the committee and through the 3 readings, constitutional readings in the House, and sent it to the Senate, saying, hey, we made some amendments we think you're going to like. They could have amended my bill. Mm-hmm. We could have had a conversation about that. So here we are, frustrated with vaccine rollout. There's a practical, bipartisan solution. And I guess because of Republicans' names on it, primarily, it's getting tangled up in process. And it's just, you know, at some point in time, we have to hold people accountable for doing the right thing for Virginia.
And well, if there was ever a time to do it, it's now. I mean, I honestly, if the General Assembly were in session in full at the Capitol, this is one of those moments that I would expect 10,000 people to be at the Capitol saying, what in the world are you guys doing? And demand to see the governor after all this criticism of Donald Trump. I don't want to play politics with this, but I mean, this is a disaster in Virginia. If we're 50th in the entire country, I would think that they would feel a fire under their butts to say, we've got to get this fixed or the people are going to riot against us and we'll certainly not be returned to office. But there's this, you know, blasé attitude from what I'm detecting.
Well, I would love those 10,000 Virginians to write to the House of Delegates and the Democrats and Republicans alike in a bipartisan way that says, mm-hmm. for Virginia, just get this done. Don't play politics with this. Just get this through. And, you know, and I think that would be a great response, because that, of all moments in time to play games, I just don't think this is one of those times or issues.
Well, no kidding. All right. So your bill, does your bill have a number? How can we help?
Thank you. I'm sorry. Senate That's Bill right. 1445.
Senate Bill 1445.
Yep.
Okay.
Waiting to be docketed. And I, you know, don't know the fate. I've had this happen before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my bill ends up getting killed. And so that the only surviving bill is one with somebody else's name on it.
Yeah. Well, we know that that's the way this used to be played. I mean, I remember back in the 80s when I was a page in the General Assembly, and I had to keep it a secret that I was in a Republican family because, you know, it's just a partisan, nasty situation. A Republican bill routinely had the name stripped off and then had a Democrat name put on it, and they'd kill mm-hmm. the Republican bill and advance the Democrat bill. At least the bill got through if it was something
Correct.
Good, right? But in this right. case, here we are with a crisis, some people being sober trying to resolve the problem, and it's not being addressed. Is this the speaker, Eileen Filler?
I don't know. Okay. No, I don't know. I just, you know, I know that that I think it's a frustration, you know, for the Democrats in the Senate and the Republicans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think everybody's trying to figure out how to make it go forward in a positive way. And, you know, one of my asks is just, you know, email your delegates and say, come on, can you know where's this bill? Where's Senate Bill 1445? Why can't we get this to the governor's desk?
Yeah. Well, it's easy to do. You just do your little Google search that says "Find my delegate, Virginia," and put in your address, and it'll show you who's representing you in the state Senate and in the House of Delegates. And you can email those people directly and let them know that this is something that concerns you. And I hate to be cynical, but I've been around this my whole life. If you don't let these people know, listen, there's no motivation unless it's personal motivation to push things through. So I appreciate you bringing it to our attention, State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan. You seem to be one of the sober voices down there trying to just focus on achieving what we need to achieve for everybody rather than being completely partisan, and I'm thankful for that.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate the chance to talk with your listeners and yep. mobilize an army. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.